And we have guests in the studio for our second community conversation this morning. We are joined by Paula Hader and Mary Simon, and I'm going to let them both explain and introduce themselves. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Mary's been here before, but I will let you go ahead and do a little introduction. And
sure. Great. Thanks for having us. My name is Mary Simon. I serve as executive director for Elevate, and we're here to talk about the Classics for a Cause raffle that's going on.
And we also want to talk a little bit about what Elevate does.
Absolutely.
And Paula?
Yes.
You are with?
My name is Paula Hader, and I am the executive director at the Senior Center in West Bend.
All right. And again, what's happened here for people who don't know is that these two organizations are doing a rather unique fundraiser. They are raffling off a fully restored 1968 Mustang. And so why don't you tell me a little bit about how that came about?
Absolutely. So we're excited to be doing this with the Senior Center. Basically, one of their board members came up with this wonderful idea to obtain a classics car and raffle it off as a way to fundraise for both of our agencies. Both of our agencies struggle every day with trying to meet the increased needs for our services, and coming up with funding is always a challenge. So this was a different way for us to do it. Nothing like this has been done in the West Bend area as far as we know.
And for people who haven't seen the car, it is, I have not seen it in person, but I've seen pictures, and it looks pretty snazzy, as they say.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a Viper blue, and I've had the chance to drive it a few times, and it's pretty fun.
And you didn't drive it this morning, though.
No, I didn't bring it here.
Paula didn't drive it this morning.
Nope.
I don't get a chance to drive it this morning, but that's, anyway. If people are interested in buying tickets for the raffle, they are still available until the raffle drawing on Friday, correct?
Yep, they're still available until Friday, September 14th. The drawing's going to be at 5 o'clock. So they can go on our website, or they can call the Senior Center or stop in at either one of our agencies to purchase tickets.
And tickets are?
$25 each, or five for $100. You can also get tickets at Jeff Lambie's office, which is J&L Business Interiors on Highway 33 East.
All right. And there was a limit as to the number of tickets sold, I believe, too, so that it wasn't going to be an infinite amount.
That is correct. There's a limit of 10,000 tickets available to purchase.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what your agencies do. Let's talk about the Senior Center first, Paula.
All right. I can say that the Senior Center is now into the 21st century. We are no longer like the church basement ladies. And one thing that I mention whenever I speak with groups of people is I challenge them right off the bat. When they hear the word Senior Center, what do they think of? What comes to their mind? And 9 out of 10 times, people are thinking we're in walkers, wheelchairs, and drooling. And that is the absolute untruth. We are vibrant, healthy, active individuals. We offer a lot of health and wellness opportunities for them to socialize, community involvement, a lot of recreational activities. This summer we had one-day trips offered to like Lambeau Field, Door County, Destination Kohler, as well as skirting the shoreline in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Just fabulous opportunities are offered. The programming has expanded incredibly over the past year and a half.
And you're located?
We are located directly across from Stein Gardens. Everyone knows where that is in West Bend, and or also in the strip mall behind Culver's is the best way to locate where we are.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, there is a website?
There is a website. It is seniorcitizensactivities.org, but we also have a Facebook page, so you can look us up on Facebook as well. We've got those up to date with calendars and events and things that are coming down the pipe.
So what ages do you serve then?
That's a really good question. When people, again, hear the word Senior Center, what's the visual? We are for healthy, active adults age 50 plus. So
okay.
That includes a lot of us just speaking here this morning.
Hey.
So, and again, I'm guessing that as far as for people taking part, I'm guessing some activities are free, but some have charges, and it kind of depends on what you're doing.
That is correct. Thanks for mentioning that. We do not have a membership fee, so that makes us very unique. We ask that people fill out a participation form, so we have some information should anything happen to them, contact information. Otherwise, no membership fees, and it's $1.50 to come and do most any activity. Some of the fitness activities might be $2 or $3.50, depending on what we're offered, like chair yoga. We also offer a fitness pass for folks, things like that. So the fee that we charge is so minimal, but that's why we are a very noteworthy nonprofit agency.
And I know that you're also looking occasionally for volunteers.
Yes, thank you. We are always open to volunteers. The best way to get in contact is to call the Senior Center directly at 262-335-4498 and leave your name and number, and somebody will be back in touch with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
And Mary, we've talked before about what Elevate does, and I think Elevate has a little bit higher profile, more visibility than the Senior Center, but let's remind people again.
Absolutely. So we're so excited to be working with the Senior Center because it allows us to expand our mission and work with also senior citizens or older adults that might have alcohol and drug issues. So Elevate works with individuals and families in the areas of substance abuse and mental health issues. We do a lot of prevention work, so working with kids to help them stay drug-free to reduce their chances for becoming addicted later on. We also provide early intervention services. So if someone does make some poor choices or gets on the wrong track, we have services available to help them get back on track.
And your office is located in Jackson.
We are. We're located in Jackson. We serve all of Washington County. So it's an easy location for just about anybody in the county to get to us.
Kind of tying these two together, there was a news story on the national news that I heard this morning showing that marijuana use among people 50 and over has gone up approximately 7 times in the last 20 years. And they say some of it may be because of the potential medicinal benefits, but otherwise they say they want to do some more studies. But that's an interesting, I found that to be an interesting story this morning.
Yeah, it is. And it's very sad to hear. It's not the only population where we're seeing that increase occur with marijuana use. What we know that happens is when people don't perceive a drug as being risky and it's easy for them to get, then use goes up. So it's really understandable that now there's a perception out there that marijuana is not risky to use. And there's more and more states that are legalizing it. So it's not unusual for us to see that use go up. It's something we're working hard to combat.
I think people definitely have the idea that marijuana is pretty easy to come by.
Yes, it is, unfortunately. There are, I'm not even sure how many states now that have made it legal. And with that, there's been efforts here in Wisconsin to make it legal as well. So
we'll see what happens. I know that a number of counties and cities have initiatives on the November ballot on the topic.
Yes, they do.
So anything else you want to pass along about your individual agencies? Otherwise, we'll go back around and touch back on the car.
No, I think we're excited to, again, provide some opportunities. We've done some workshops at the Senior Center talking about substance abuse among older adults, and would encourage people to come to the Senior Center and learn more about those issues as well.
And again, we didn't mention your webpage and website.
Yep, elevateyou.org, Y-O-U.org.
All right. And again, Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon, somebody is going to be the owner of a fully restored 1968 Mustang. And again, where can they get tickets?
Well, first of all, there's a website for that as well. So it's called, the website is classicsforacause.org. There's a tab on there to order tickets. State law doesn't allow us to actually sell tickets online, but people can order it online going to classicsforacause.org, or they can contact the Senior Center at
262-335-4498. Once again, 262-335-4498.
And hours at the Senior Center if they want to stop by and pick up tickets?
That's a good question. We are there from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. this entire week, and we would welcome you stopping by and purchasing your winning ticket.
Now, I'm guessing since this is a raffle, you would prefer cash.
We take cash, charge, or check, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
So, yes.
I just wanted to make sure, because I know you can't use credit cards to buy lottery tickets.
Ah,
so, but you can for raffles.
You can for raffles. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And that's been working out very nice. It'll make or break someone's decision if they know we take credit card. They'll be right there in a flash.
Ah, there we go. Well,
the other thing I want to just highlight is our goal was to sell 10,000 tickets. We have not achieved that goal. So the odds are even better at actually winning the raffle, better than the lottery. So
winning anything is better odds than winning the lottery, I think. So, all right. Again, thank you both very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Mary Simon from Elevate and Paula Hader from the Senior Center. So,